Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Blaine Barton and Don Noonan are back, and in today's episode, they show us what's possible in Windows Azure by deploying a SharePoint application in Azure Virtual Machines. Tune in as Don demos a custom SharePoint application that was created for PricewaterhouseCoopers and how they took it from on-premise and deployed it in Azure. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior IT pro evangelist with Microsoft, and now here in my Tampa studio with TechNet Radio, I have on the air Don Noonan. He is the chief architect for Skylera. How you doing, Don?
Doing great, Blaine. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Anytime. Yeah, it's great to have you on this episode. I know you've done a couple of parts. You got a five-part series, and this is going to be talking today about deploying a custom SharePoint application with Windows Azure, correct?
That's right.
So let's talk about deploying a custom SharePoint app, how you get started, and take it from there.
Yes, thanks, Blaine. So as you know, Windows Azure Infrastructure as a Service allows us to deploy all kinds of different roles. And one of the big pushes right now is to get kind of out of the on-premise business where, you know, we deliver customers CDs or they download something and install it locally. And the focus is to get the customer out of the IT business and get them kind of software as a service. And SharePoint's one of those classic things where a lot of strategic vendors have put time and effort into building SharePoint apps, but their applications may not be ready for platform as a service. So the great part about Windows Azure IaaS is the ability to deploy software as it sits today without any coding and build out those roles in VMs in the cloud rather than in traditional colos or on-premise. So one of those things.
Excellent. So you got a demo for us.
Yeah, I sure do. So in this demo, we're basically going to show PricewaterhouseCoopers. They have a large tax program called Tax Operations Manager. It's a great SharePoint app, and we're going to basically show today how we took that from an on-premise, scripted it to deploy it into Windows Azure Infrastructure as a Service.
And this application is an actual production application. This is the Tax Operations Manager of PwC. Companies use this today to manage their taxes and to do all of the complicated corporate tax stuff that goes on. And this is a real full SharePoint site running in Windows Azure. But the real question is, how do we build this kind of application? So the first thing that we're going to do is we want to create a new configuration for our virtual machine. What's the name of the virtual machine? Which availability set should it go into? Which image name should I use? How big should it be? Right? These are the things that you would check in the dialogue that you would go through and choose. So you do the exact same thing in PowerShell. And then there's the pipe command at the end, which means take whatever came from this and send it to the next line. So the next one is that we want to get our provisioning configuration. So one of the cool things about the way that Windows Azure provisions machines is that there's this kind of unattended XML file, if you're familiar with that concept, that has information about what the machine should do when it comes out of a sysprep state and goes from a generalized to a specialized state. That's what you're specifying here in this line. You're basically specifying the parameters that you would find in your unattended XML file. So we can specify the domain name we should use, what's our username, what's the domain password, what OU should I be attached to, and which domain should I join. So we specify those things. And again, those are the same things that you get asked in the dialogue as you go down through. The next thing is, what endpoint do you want me to expose? So that you can create the VM and create the endpoint at the same time. So in this case, I'm going to create an endpoint on port 80, and I'm going to also create a load balance set with a specific name, which is something you can't do in the portal today. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to specify a specific probe path that will check the healthcheck/iasstart.htm page, or whatever page you want to. And the beauty of this is that it not only pings the server to see if it's alive, it calls this page. And that page, if it returns 200, the load balancer will assume that that server is alive and will send traffic to it. But the beauty of that is that in that page, it could be anything. It could be an ASPX page, it could be an HTML page. But you decide, you write the code in that ASPX page to determine if it returns a 200 or not. You could then go and look at other settings. You could go look at the database. You could look at processor load. You could look at memory. You could look at disk space. Whatever it means for your application to be ready to take traffic, you do that in this probe path. The page that the probe path calls, you write the logic to determine what you want it to do. In this case, I have an empty page, which the empty page always gets returned as 200 if the server's alive, so that's all it does. But you, in a more sophisticated scenario, should look at other characteristics of your environment to determine, I'm alive, but stop sending me traffic. I'm a little busy right now, right? So those type of scenarios you can do by specifying a load path. And then finally, in this case, we specify a DNS name, and then we actually create the VMs in one line. Now, that one line above, so everything above the red line is one PowerShell line, technically. So everything above the PowerShell line, you would do over and over again for every VM you want to create, and then you can build them all in one shot on the end here, because you can see there's a comma delimited list of VMs, and that VM name, $, which is a variable in PowerShell, SPWFE1, matches the configuration that we created at the top. So all we're doing is creating a number, we're creating a number of definitions, and then we're actually creating concrete instances from those definitions in this bottom line.
Well, thanks, Don. Ladies and gentlemen, Don Noonan. He's the chief architect for Skylera, talking about deploying a custom SharePoint application with Windows Azure. That was great, Don.
Hey, Blaine, I always appreciate speaking with you on this stuff. And as you know, I'm pretty excited about Windows Azure. So thanks again for having me on the show.
Yeah, you are an expert. And thanks for sharing some of these real case scenarios when you're out there in the field working with Windows Azure. And with that, if you want to check out Windows Azure, I encourage you to go get your subscription. Go to http://ms/try Azure. And with that, thanks, Don.
Thank you, Blaine. Appreciate
it. And with that, it's a wrap.